Each year, Alaska's Permanent Fund Corporation invests billions of dollars in private companies and risky startups around the world. It's a relatively new and so far really successful strategy for making money. But how do you pick the next big winner out of a sea of potential companies? In the second of a two-part series, Rasha McChesney from Alaska's Energy Desk walks us through five basic rules of investing at the Permanent Fund.
Stephen Mosley is just your average, fast-talking New York investment banker type of guy. Except he's not in New York anymore. He's 4 hours behind the market in Juneau. I visited his blindingly white office in a building just outside of downtown.
Yo, this is my office here. Please come in.
Okay. But is this a stand-up desk?
It is. That's the best thing.
It's here that he manages $7 billion of the state's sovereign wealth fund. And Mosley agreed to give me a sneak peek into his portfolio, but first, a bit of wrangling.
Do you ever, like, stand when things get really intense in here? Should I invest? Should I not invest?
Well, before I reveal those important secrets, I should ask what the, because everybody will copy me, you know.
Portfolio managers, like fishermen, don't like to give away their secrets. They want to show you the big fish they caught. They don't want to tell you where or how they caught it. With $7 billion in his back pocket and an eye for risk, you might think it would be a little easier to talk him into investing in your project.
Okay, check it out. I want to use drones to deliver tacos so that people don't even have to leave their high-rise apartments to come down to the street to get a taco. I can just deliver it to them. What's your first thought?
Well, first, I'd need tacos in my hand to think that through.
Okay, so I'll bring tacos to our first meeting.
No. I think there are rules, actually, that would prevent me from enjoying the tacos.
So, rule one, no bribes.
I can't bring you a taco bribe to sell you my taco investment?
Sorry, we can get tacos some other day, but no, it doesn't sell taco investments. There's a lot of cool technology out there in the world, more than I've seen, and you know, much of it will never be realized and profitable. We've got to think about it first as investors.
So rule two, it can't just be an interesting gadget. I'm looking at you, Google Glass. It's got to have staying power.
So the emotional reaction has no value. There's even sort of a cost to it.
Rule three, don't let your emotions get in the way.
My wife's a psychologist. She'd be really disappointed to hear me say that emotions don't matter or even that they get in the way. But I think that's the honest reality.
Okay. So my idea for taco drones is a dud. But really, it should be. It doesn't meet any of the markers fund managers are looking for in a good investment idea. And while it's hard to pinpoint exactly what good means to Mosley, his team's portfolio has some big success stories, and it has made more than $1 billion for the fund. I asked Mosley's boss, Permanent Fund CEO Angela Rodell, what exactly her team is looking for in an investment idea. She says, right out of the gate, the idea has to be big enough to make a difference in a $63 billion fund. So, rule four. Any investment needs to be $25 million or more.
That's the low bar. I mean, we
so that's pretty basic. But the next hurdles start to sound a lot like fund managers looking for those fishing holes we were talking about earlier.
They're rapidly scalable.
Like, is the idea in an innovative technology sector, an emerging market? What's the political situation? How's the regulatory environment? Fund managers are eyeing global growth. Rodell says they're looking for projects in places they're expecting to gain a lot of value in the next few years.
They are in China, India, Africa, South America.
Most of these rules are unwritten. One investor told me that as soon as you come up with some hard and fast rules for investing, some good idea or project comes along that breaks all of them. Among those unwritten rules, there's one that's kind of elusive. And that's because it really isn't one that the Permanent Fund Corporation came up with. It's more of a house rule. And that house rule is something that a lot of state-owned funds deal with. I call it, at a state-owned corporation, the legislature reigns supreme. But that's a working title. What it means is that when this state struggles to pay its bills, lawmakers start eyeing the Permanent Fund. Right now, Alaska has a $2.5 billion hole in its budget, and it isn't likely to be filled anytime soon. The legislature has already used most of its savings to cover that gap for the last few years, so there has been a lot of talk of tapping into the Permanent Fund's investment earnings. Right now, the Permanent Fund's investment strategy is to invest in things with long-term returns. 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. It's spread out across stocks and bonds and real estate and public and private investments. That kind of diversity is designed to limit loss, but it isn't designed to be a short-term piggy bank. So what would the corporation do if the legislature came looking for quick cash?
Easy thing to do is to sell stocks. It's very liquid, or sell bonds.
Rodell says the possibility that the corporation could need to come up with billions in cash, it fundamentally changes how and what fund managers can invest in. It's something that she has to keep in the back of her mind when the corporation is considering new investments and new strategies. There is one last rule, and it's one that Rodell says can be the hardest for fund managers to follow. Rule number 5 is the rule of the gambler. You got to know when to hold them. Rodell says there are two types of selling. The first is when an investment has made all of the money it can for the fund. And the second? Well, that's the one that Rodell says can be the hardest for fund managers to deal with. And it's part of her job to let them know.
This thing is a dog and it needs to go.
When an investment tanks, an investor has to know when to cut their losses and walk away. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.